With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. Republican legislative leaders set up a committee today to investigate confidential settlements paid out to public employees under the administration of Governor Steve Bullock. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Senate Majority Leader Fred Thomas says he wants to learn more about data provided to him by the State Audit Division showing an increase in settlements paid out since 2013. The audit report, completed at the request of Thomas, found that upwards of $3 million has been paid out in state employee settlements between 2013 and 2017.
This is just a matter that we should public money, public information. We need to put a stop to these private settlements, and we need to find out what's been going on. And there may not be anything that we would find as wrong or, you know, I don't know. We'll just find out.
The Select Committee on State Settlement Accountability is comprised of 6 Republicans and 4 Democrats. According to a press release from majority party staff, Republican Senator Nell Swandle, a former district judge, will chair the committee. Democratic Governor Steve Bullock's budget director, Dan Villa, says the audit report showing a jump in state settlements in recent years isn't an accurate representation of the state's spending on employee settlements.
You know, we will do everything we can to cooperate while still protecting the rights of individual Montanans to privacy when necessary. The spike from 2013 forward is where the governor implemented mandatory accounting practices across the state. Prior to that, the account didn't even exist. So clearly you can see the bias in the audit that it wouldn't even disclose that that account didn't exist prior to the date that shows the spike.
The audit report says in order to get a better picture of state settlement data, a full performance audit would need to be completed. State Audit Division staff say plans for that kind of analysis are underway. The first meeting of the State Settlement Accountability Committee has not been announced. Several legislators listed as members of the committee, both Republican and Democrat, told MTPR Friday that they were not aware of the existence of the committee before MTPR contacted them seeking comment. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.